Hello and welcome to Euro 2024, the Plessed Podcast, Episode 4. I'm Ian Plested. Welcome along to another episode of the Plessed Podcast. The group phase is over and the second round, the last 16, starts this weekend. With the knockout stage starting, there's some new downloadable documents that have been created by myself. One of them is a new knockout bracket document, which you can print out and fill out with the correct brackets from the second round to the quarterfinals, semifinals, to the final, to the winner. I'm quite proud of it, actually. That's also printable and downloadable. And also, there's a new daily fixtures document out, just including the knockout phase, not any of the group phase. It can be cut down, and it's a nice little handy daily fixtures for the knockout phase, especially the second round, which is coming up this weekend. The new documents are available on djpless.com/euro-2024. If you go there, you can see all the previous documents and also the previous podcasts. England have won the group. They haven't really scored many goals and they haven't really sparkled yet. So England play Slovakia on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock in Gelsenkirchen. I think we'll see a very different England against Slovakia in the knockout match. We've done what we needed to do and we're through to the next round. And I think now it's time to go from first gear to maybe second or third gear against Slovakia. As I say, the draw has opened up very much for England. England are going to avoid Spain, Germany, Portugal, France and Belgium. This week was supposed to have some guests, Rob, Ian and Johnny, but unfortunately the audio is completely unusable, which is a real shame because it was a good conversation with those three. Luckily it wasn't that long, but it just is completely unusable audio, which is a real shame. Maybe in years to come it will be released, but I have to warn you, it's not a very good listen due to the audio distortion of everything in the background and the loudness, which is a real shame. Hopefully we'll get them back on again sometime soon. My guest again this week will be Andrew Masters. There's a lot to talk about. I'm sure that me and Andy will cover a lot of it in the next part of the podcast. Hello, and we're back with our guest, Andy Masters, who's back for episode 4 of the Plessed Podcast. We might have to change the name soon to the Plessed and Masters Podcast, maybe. But it's great to have you back on again, Andy.
Thanks, Ian. It's good to be back.
The first round has ended. England have qualified, top of the group. Was it really exciting? Not really, but they did what they needed to do, which I know is a bit boring, but they won the group.
They did win the group. In fact, I think they could have lost and won the group. Yeah, very, very uninspiring stuff and a worrying lack of penetration up front, really. Real disappointing performance, just no ability to stick the ball in the back of the net, making their opponents look worryingly good at times. It doesn't bode well for the knockout stages, even though we have an easier draw than we could have done.
It's been a strange one because before the tournament, we said that defence is going to be our shaky part, but we don't look like conceding a goal at all. But unfortunately, we don't look like scoring a goal either.
That's right. We're very well organised at the back. And I guess Gareth Southgate is known for his defensive qualities in terms of the teams he puts together. But yeah, it's in attack that we have some real issues. And it's puzzling that such talented attacking players should be struggling to put the ball in the back of the net. But that is the problem we've had. And I'm not sure how many more rolls of the dice Gareth has up his sleeve, really, to get it right and start scoring some goals.
I mean, we'll come on to the second round, but it could have been far more difficult for England in the next round. It is a game that they would look for a positive result against Slovakia coming up. It could have been Netherlands, it could have been Germany, or it could have been even Portugal, depending on what happened on Tuesday. I thought they played better in the second half. I mean, Slovenia did defend very strongly because they knew if they got a draw, they would go through. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm rating the games. I felt that in the first game, in the first half, we were an 8. Second half, we were probably a 6.5. Against Denmark, I'd say we were 4. And then I'd probably say give it a 6 on Tuesday. It was better, but not amazingly better. But I suppose, to repeat it again, the job was done.
Well, that's true. I guess you could say the team knew they just needed a draw and they delivered that result. they didn't need to do a whole lot more, so they didn't stretch themselves. And I guess that has the benefit of not risking injuries to players and tiring players out when they need to be saving themselves for the knockout stages. So hopefully that's what was happening, and we'll see a completely new England with completely new attacking intent when they play Slovakia.
I was thinking this earlier, is it wishful thinking? I hope I'm wrong by saying it's wishful thinking. I really do feel that now it is knockout football, now it's proper games instead of just a league situation, there is going to have to be more risk, because we're going to have to score goals, because if we don't score goals, we're going to go to penalties. And no matter how good Slovakia are at penalties, we'll probably lose on penalties.
That's right. We're not great at penalties. We have a pretty poor record on penalties, actually. It has improved slightly over recent years, but as you say, we don't want it to be going to penalties. And Slovakia do not look like a bad side. I watched the match against Romania, and it was a very exciting match with lots of attacking football. Both sides knew they needed a draw to get through, but they were both throwing everything they could at the other side. And Slovakia looks very, very good going forward. So England should have the quality to beat them, but I'd certainly worry about taking it to extra time and penalties against them.
I mean, I just hope they just go those extra gears that I know is in them. I feel that only in that first 35 minutes against Serbia, they went out of first gear. I think they've been in first gear ever since. And I think second and third gear are needed on Sunday afternoon. So we'll definitely see what happens. It's just been quite disappointing and boring.
It has, but you know, it is tournament football, Ian, and I guess they mean by that you save your resources, you play each game depending on what you need to take from it. And we're now finally at the point where we need to win every game from now on. So hopefully that's what they'll aim to do. They haven't extended themselves too much in the earlier, in the group stages. So hopefully they're going to start leaving it on the pitch a bit more, taking more risks, as you say, and hopefully scoring some more goals and winning matches, and hopefully winning them convincingly for the sake of our blood pressure.
Exactly, I agree with that. I mean, we'll come back to England again when we talk about the games coming up. As I said, the first round's over. There were some surprises around. There were some groups that weren't won by the teams that were expected. I mean, I think it was the romance of the tournament was Georgia getting the win last night and getting through to the next round.
They looked so good, though, didn't they? They looked an excellent side when they played Turkey. So it's not surprising they've done well in the group stages. I wouldn't have backed them to beat Portugal, who I guess have won the group anyway, but nevertheless, that is an amazing result for them and will give them a lot of confidence going into the knockout stages.
They play in a way that I love to watch. You overextend a bit in defence, but the creativity that they do, and every game they've been involved in, they've actually been fun to watch.
Like a Brazilian side, loving their football, going forward, attacking, a range of different players who can really play football, some very, very skillful players. And of course, Georgia has produced skillful players over the years, so that should hardly be a surprise.
Also, France didn't win their group. Netherlands were third in that group, and Austria ended up winning it with ex-Man United manager Ralf Rangnick.
Amazing. Yes, you wouldn't have picked those particular placings in that group, would you? Well done to Austria for winning the group. Holland have qualified for the knockout, I guess. You know, even though they finished third, they've still got another chance to redeem themselves, and they, like England, need to go up a gear, I guess, to really reach their potential.
Knockout phase is obviously starting on Saturday. England have managed to avoid the really difficult side of the draw, with Germany, Spain, France, Belgium and Portugal being five of the eight teams in that half of the draw, with France playing Belgium in what will be an absolute cracker, in my opinion, on Monday. If Germany and Spain win their respective games, will end up playing each other, and the winner of France-Belgium plays Portugal. I mean, whoever's going to win out of all that is going to be probably favourite when they get to the final anyway. But big teams, big matches, they're already starting this weekend.
Absolutely. I guess this is when the tournament gets really exciting. And as you say, it's good for England, I guess, that so many of the top teams are playing each other. We're still going to have to beat the best teams. If we are lucky enough to progress, we will still have to beat some of these top teams. So we would still have to meet that test. But it is good to know that these big sides are going to be knocking each other out and hopefully making it a bit easier for England to progress in the earlier stages of the knockout.
I mean, you've got things like Austria playing Turkey, Romania, Netherlands. I mean, obviously, Netherlands are favourites out of those four teams, but you're going to have teams in the semi-final here on our side of the draw, which which are not the biggest fancied teams, which is, I suppose, very good for the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. It's great for the countries that don't really have a history of success in the Euros or the World Cup to be really performing. So absolutely, I think it's great for the tournament to have these teams represented. And who knows, there could be a massive surprise. Who could forget 2004 when Greece won the Euros? Where did that come from?
I know, it was a real shocker, that was. It was unbelievable. I mean, everyone thought that Portugal were going to win that because Portugal, host nation, it was Ronaldo's first tournament. They were certainly favourites to win it, and Greece ended up winning it, which is crazy. And it happens at these tournaments. I mean, Georgia, I think, are going to give Spain a real good game. I know Spain will be massive favourites, and on paper, they probably will win, but I think Georgia will score at least once against Spain, and I think they'll cause some problems.
I agree. They just seem to play without any fear, and they've got no pressure on them. They've done extremely well to get to the knockout stages. I don't think they're going to be overawed by Spain at all. They've already done extremely well against some top sides, so including Portugal. So let's see how they do. I think that will be an excellent match.
On Saturday, we start again. We've got Switzerland, Italy, and then followed by the host, Germany, against Denmark. I think Switzerland, Italy will be a very interesting game. I think Switzerland impressed in the group phase, and Italy didn't impress in the group phase. And then you've got the host nation against a very flat Denmark, I feel.
Italy have been very disappointing. I think they're another team that needs to kick up into the higher gears. They were disappointing when they played Spain, and they are like England, I guess. They're not attacking as well as they could. It will be interesting to see what they can pull out of the bag in the knockout stages.
England plays Slovakia on Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock. We've already spoken about it already and hope for the potential of what's going to happen. They're playing in Gelsenkirchen, where they beat Serbia. So I think that's the only positive going into the game, that we've won there already, and let's hope for something better.
Absolutely. It's a good omen. We're familiar with the stadium. We performed well in patches against Serbia. We actually scored against them and won the match. As you say, that is a good omen. That should fill the team with a bit of confidence. They shouldn't underestimate Slovakia, because they do look pretty good going forward, and you can't take any teams for granted in this tournament. There's all sorts of surprises around the corner, and England are not playing at their best at the moment. So you would, on paper, say that England should progress to the next round against Slovakia, but nothing is guaranteed, and our best players are not firing on all cylinders at the moment, and it is a worry. It's a potential banana skin, definitely.
And finally, our top scorer currently is the Georgian striker, who's got 3, but we've had 7 own goals, Andy. Now, I think it might be the first time where there'll be more own goals than the player who's got the most goals by the end of the tournament.
It's absolutely bizarre, isn't it? Quite hilarious, of course. If only own goal was a player that played for every single team in the tournament and popped up to stick the ball in his own net from time to time. Yeah, it is very strange. It's unusual to get so many own goals in a tournament. There we go. It's just one of the weird little quirks of the Euros this time. I guess it's one of those things, but it would be rather sad if the top scorer is own goal. I'd rather goals were being scored by the teams that are supposed to be scoring them.
He's prolific own goal at the moment, and it'd be interesting to see if own goals gets to double figures. That would be a real big surprise, I think.
Yeah, that would be a definite surprise. I guess we played probably most of the matches in the tournament. Now we're through the group stages, but you never know, do you? There'll still be a few more own goals, I suspect, and you never know. That would be rather an amusing little piece of football trivia to impress people with at dinner parties.
Thanks again, Andy, and it's been fantastic to talk football again, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ed. It's been a pleasure.
I just want to thank Andy Masters again for appearing on the podcast. I know he is extremely busy, and it's very nice of him to give his time to appear on the podcast. We always welcome his opinions and his thoughts, and it's been really enjoyable having a good conversation over international football throughout the tournament so far. This has been the Euro 2024 Pless Podcast Episode 4. I've been Ian Plested. Thanks for listening as always, and we'll see you soon.